Nobody said some dumb shit, so I don't know.
What?
Nobody said no dumb shit this week, so I don't
know. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. We had a pleasant week.
Yeah, nobody says some dumb ass shit. I mean, not that I've seen.
Yeah, that we have seen.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Welcome to another episode of
Brothers Weekly.
I set up till 1:30 yesterday to watch two grown men
that were supposed to beat the living shit out of each other.
It was garbage. The fight was fucking garbage. That's not a way to lose your first match in the UFC. Okay?
It was probably better than the Romero fight, though.
A little bit more contact, yeah, but it was almost the same shit. Almost the same shit. And then there was a fight that Joe Rogan's like, this is disappointingly, this is, what did he say? This is disappoint. This fight is
a disappointment to the industry?
No. How did he word it? It like it was actionless. Disappointingly
like
he was saying it was the. He said this fight is garbage.
Yeah.
Not the last one, but one of the lower ones.
One, yeah, yeah. But in a very nice, politely way.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh shit!" And then the one of the championship fights, the guy kicked him illegally, so the other guy lost, and they took away his championship and gave it to the other guy on the DQ, and the other guy was losing on the cards.
Oh.
It's fucked up that I'm not doing this with names, but the fights weren't worthy enough for me to remember their fucking names. They're fighting, bro, and then the guy was losing by, like, 2 points on every... He was down, like, by 1 point on two rounds, and they won the third one. And he's down. The ref said he's down. He has a knee down. And then the other wrestler thought he was coming up, so he kneed him right in the fucking temple right here. But his knee was down, so that's an illegal knee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if the guy that got illegally kneed was losing the fight anyway, wouldn't you either DQ... Champion stays where it is, or no contest, and then you do a rematch.
Right.
Right? No. They DQ'd the guy that was the champion and gave the championship to the guy that got kneed.
And was he celebrating on the floor knocked out?
No, he was crying. He didn't want it that way.
Damn.
He's like, I won a championship, but not this way. That's fucking stupid. But garbage. This paper, he was... except Nunes. Nunes fucked that bitch bruh. And you know how they do the little talks at the beginning of the thing? Yeah. The other bitch is like, yeah, I want to do a dog fight. I hope she brings her out.
Then they came out, I'll bring it.
Yo, so they were, you know, tapping each other. Nunes gets her right, a jab. Boom. Bitch open her eyes, white as fuck. And Nunes like, fuck. So you go, bah, 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 bah. Kicks her a couple times. And then you go, bam, bam, bam. She backs up to the cage, rocks her again. She goes down, grabs her triangle hold. She's done. Oh, shit. It's probably like 45 seconds.
You wanted a duck fight. There it is.
Some people were tweeting, hey, bring another bitch in here.
Yeah, she's not done.
Nunes didn't get hit. It was a fucking flawless victory.
Mortal Kombat style.
Mortal Kombat shit. She fucked her. We're like, damn, she's tall. She was taller than Nunes. Like, her reach was like 2 inches longer. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, shit, this might go one or two rounds. And then, nope. Nunes went in there. She didn't give a fuck. She's like, Joe Rogan is like, who are you going to fight? She's like, there's nobody else. What fuck am I going to fight? There's nobody else. Just run the line again.
Run the line again.
Nunes and this one, too. Nunes and this one, too.
Yeah, everything's going
to
be a number
hey,
two.
Hey, Ronda, they're waiting for you to come out of retirement, take it a rematch, get booked again.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking get bodied. Whooping. She got bodied, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind watching. I wouldn't mind watching her and Cyborg again.
No, that was a good one.
I mean, the first 30 seconds, then it was all Nunes. But
yeah, yeah.
Bitch got bodied too. But like I went, we got there at 9. We sat down, we watched some preliminary fights, right? Garbage too. And then the championship started. The guy got DQ'd. The other guy won. Nunes came in, fucked the bitch up. And then the main event starts, and we're like, fuck, it's gonna be,
it's gonna get lit now.
Blacked out, whatever the fuck. No, they're like, they're punching. I don't know why Adesanya was just faking shit. He was just like fake throwing the whole fucking time. The other guy had him beat on hits. Face, body. He bopped him the whole fight. But Adesanya like had like the significant ones and the leg kicks. So that's why they gave Adesanya a couple of rounds. And then the last two rounds, he took him down with like 2 minutes and 45 remaining on the round.
And they sat on the floor for 2 minutes.
Adesanya couldn't get out. But he was like, pow, pow, punching the shit out of Adesanya too. And then on the last round, it was with 3 minutes left.
And he just took him to the floor.
Because so they had it to where they were explaining it. If he took him down on the fourth round, for him to win, he had to take him down again. Because Adesanya doesn't have apparently no fucking defense for
takedown.
For takedowns and fighting in the floor. I thought being a UFC fighter, you'd have to fucking have a defense for that, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You go to light heavyweight, right? And out of the bat, they give you a championship belt. The guy's almost twice your fucking size. He's gonna be on top of you. You ain't gonna go no fucking where.
And he wanted to fight John Jones.
That's what they're saying. There's no way you're fighting John Jones. Shut the fuck up. Take it out of your fucking mind, stupid fuck. And instead of like fighting to avoid a takedown, he came for a punch, ducked on the floor. Same weight the two times took him down. Do you know you're not the adapt? I'm not a fucking fighter, right? I'm not gonna get in a ring and be like, yeah, I'm the shit. No. But as a fighter, you need to adapt. Okay, so I threw a right, he ducked and took me down on the other round. I'ma be careful with my rights this time. If he comes down, I'ma fucking uppercut him with the left. Some shit, something.
Yeah, knees, blocked the takedown.
Nothing. And then at the end, on that last round, he got him down. He got him good on the floor. He threw a couple good ones.
Hammer fist.
He won by like 2 points, unanimous decision. If you lose your title, I would have rather him get beat the fuck out of.
Yeah.
Or like a good fight where it's just both of them.
Back and forward, yeah.
And the other guy just gets a lucky shot and fucks your shit.
Yeah.
But this was, and it looked like he didn't want to even be there, cause this fight was, he said the fight was his coach's idea. To see if he can go up and fight up there.
Yeah. So technically,
but why, if you're gonna try another weight, why go for the fucking champion of the division?
Oh yeah, that's not.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, when Conor did it, he fought Nate Diaz and he tried it out, got beat the first time, then he came back and beat Nate. Yeah.
So they asked him, they said, you want to come back up? He's like, fuck no. He said, I might try later, but not in a, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I want another fight with the guy. No. The picture I showed you, the guy bopped him a couple of times.
Yeah.
But when he bopped him, easy popped him too, because that's how easy it is.
Counter-strike, yeah.
Nope. He fucking, that was the fucking,
it wasn't just a weird pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then the there's no crowd, there's nothing, so I don't know.
You can hear just coaches screaming.
Yeah, that new kid that Habib's training, he's really good. He fucking submitted the shit out of that dude. It's like watching Khabib fight.
yeah, that's good then.
He has like the beard and shit too. So, I don't know. That pay-per-view was garbage. It was fucking ass. there was blood on the floor, so I must have missed a good.
Yeah. Normally they have
a good preliminary fight.
Yeah, they have a fox. The thing is, a fox that's actually like free fights that give you like three of them.
Yeah. I probably missed the first one because there was a corner where just blood fucking everywhere. So somebody must have got bodied before I watched it.
Yeah,
but I was disappointed. I could have been home playing some PlayStation or some shit. It fucking 1:30 in the morning for that garbage. Wasting my goddamn time.
Oh boy.
Hey, go for fucking entertainment. You're getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Dana wasn't fucking happy at all.
No.
He was not happy.
He's not been happy with the last couple of pay-per-views.
Like, everybody was, all the bets were going for Adesanya. And I wouldn't be surprised if he threw that shit.
The way he fought it?
Yeah. The way he fought it was horrible. Like, he had the fucking, the length.
Advantage.
Bro, go for the fucking, tag him a couple of times, bro, and kick his shit. Because he was kicking his legs. The guy's legs were fucking red. But he didn't do nothing with it.
Like, no.
If you're going to attack the legs, you're either going to take him down.
Yeah.
Or go for a leg punch and then he doesn't. No. He had his legs fucked up and didn't do nothing with it. Like, there's no fucking plan. No nothing. His corner sucked dick. He sucked dick. And then he's over here. What was it? What did he say? Go for greatness or some shit like that. I don't fucking know. Some dumbass inspirational shit. Nigga, you don't get paid to fucking inspire people. You get paid to punch and get punched, bitch. Now I watch. I'm not able to find it, but you know, we lost. You know, I went up and wait. You shouldn't have. You dumb bitch.
I mean, all the greats at some point move up and wait, but they do it after they have accomplished something in their division, like defended their title like a bunch of times, like Nunes.
He's undefeated on his shit. But if you're going to go up and wait, tell Dana, hey, I'm a fight. Just give me a non-main event with a fucking lightweight to see how it goes.
Yeah, and not the champion.
Not the fucking champion that's fucking been raking since I don't fucking know when.
Yeah.
From fucking Poland. That motherfucker ate rocks when he was a kid. The fuck are you gonna do? And he came out with a weird song, right? Like it was like a folkloric from their time. And they're like, what the fuck is this? I said, motherfucker, they probably sung this shit in a basement in World War II where they were getting raided. I mean, it was meant as a joke, but they probably did. If this guy comes out with this shit, he fucking you up.
That's true.
So I don't know. Like, and they were like, well, if a welterweight came in here and lasted 5 rounds with a champ, that tells you something. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
He has good defense. Okay, he can take some hit.
He's a champion on his own weight, and he was undefeated, and his fighting style is great. So you, as a light heavyweight, you don't want to get bodied by the fucking middleweight.
Yeah, you take a few rounds of precaution.
I'm not going to get bodied by this motherfucker, so I'm going to adapt to his shit. And then he's like, well, I'm not going to get bodied by him. So the whole game was like a
psychological fucking warfare.
Tag your rich shit. But I don't know. It was the whole fight was garbage. It was. I was expecting in a couple rounds to, you know, pop off. Exchange a few hits.
Yeah.
But every time they did, he got Adesanya, and Adesanya backed up. So he was feeling the punches. Just, you know, stay middleweight.
Yeah, move up later.
Fucking fight a couple more, and then if you feel like it, do it again. But not with the champion.
Yeah, no.
You know? You ain't fighting Jones. I'll do that right now.
No.
You ain't fighting no fucking Jones.
No.
Jones will bop your shit. Jones can fight you standing up and in the floor.
In the floor or wherever you want him.
And
whenever you want him, he's there.
And you know, he knows you're not going to be a floor guy, so guess what he's going to do? He's going to put you on the floor and just fucking
wreck your shit.
You know, and he's not even going to make you submit. He's just going to put you on the floor and beat the shit out of you.
Just because.
Talking all that shit. I'm going to fight you. You couldn't beat this guy, bro. And he's light heavy.
Yeah, Jones is heavyweight.
What are you going to do against Jones, bro? Idiot. Well, I was disappointed, bro. That's not how you went undefeated to go away, bro.
No.
Fucking dumbass. WandaVision season finale. No Doctor Strange like you guys thought it was going to happen. No Magneto. No Mephisto. No, who else did they say? Richards.
Oh yeah, Richards.
Right, right. Yeah. All you motherfuckers that were out there on TikTok getting views for your conspiracy theories.
I mean, that's the whole point of it.
You know what I'm saying? You look like fucking clowns now. Go find a circus to join, bitch. Fuck out of here, dude. And then the guy, the Quicksilver. Oh, this is an entry for the X-Men. He's not even the same guy from the X-Men. He's a
another version of Quicksilver.
No, it's just another dude that used to live there.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. He didn't even have powers.
Oh.
So that's dead in the water too.
They play all like fools.
Unless they're doing that, unless there's something going on with the Doctor Strange movie, but I don't know. No? That I like the white Vision, the white and gray Vision, which is comic accurate. That's how Vision comes back to life. Right?
Right.
I like how she became like the Scarlet Witch. The suit was badass, right? I like both the fights, hers and Agatha, and the Vision's fight were good. The rest was just like, I don't know. It's setting up something with the after credits and how the people there stay, because, you know, she took over their fucking life for I don't know how long. They never say who the Jimmy Wong's wisdom protection was. Who he was looking for. The white Vision got his memories and fucking bounced house. He left. Which he's the real Vision.
So the real one left and the double stayed?
The double gave him the memories back.
Right.
And he just left.
Looking for something.
I don't know. And like, he's like, wait, one that got two kids, they ain't my motherfuckers. Choo. Left. Ain't no stepdaddy Vision. Get the fuck out of here. one of the after credits is setting up Sword from outer space, which is the defense base or whatever, Nick Fury. And then the second one.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Trump's space station.
No. And the second one with her, I think, because if you haven't watched it, you don't understand. She's like, she zooms in. She's in the house, walking around with drinking coffee. But then the camera moves away from her and goes to her room, and she's floating, reading books, the witch's books. Like Doctor Strange does when he's in the astral projection thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she hears her kids asking for help. So I don't know if she's hearing the kids in a different
universe,
and like a multiverse,
yeah.
Or they're actually real.
But if they're real, how?
Huh? Those will be like the comic accurate. Their kids are like to make the Young Avengers.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I mean, because is the second Vision actually real?
No, they disappear at the end of the show.
That's what I'm saying.
Her and the kids. But what they're saying is her magic
created
exactly,
the kids.
Exactly, right? But what they're saying is her magic has to come from somewhere, so it probably grabbed from different realities to make that.
And then somehow she dragged actual...
She didn't drag it. She just... Because anything that she made is not real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm
asking. Unless she makes it real. Right?
Yeah.
So she didn't drag them in. She just dragged, like, images and
but
shit.
But if you're saying, like, how in the end she hears them, could it be that she actually accidentally dragged in kids from other universe?
No, they're not. They're not there. She just hears them. So, I don't know. She's studying the books of...
Everything.
Yeah. So she probably unlocked the potentially magics that she could hear or listen to other...
Universes.
Okay. So, I don't know. I'm sure that's setting, because she's on the multi-universe movie, so I'm sure that's setting up
the Doctor Strange.
Yeah. That's no doubt. No doubt. Then Rambo, the new powers, which is going to be like the new Captain Marvel for that shit. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't like a wow like episode like the ones before. Like there's some before that were way better than the finale.
No, oh, okay, of course.
Right, yeah. But they left some stuff open. They left, I want to say, like four ways that you can either make a movie out of or a show out of.
Easily. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's what they were going for.
True.
March 19 comes out, Winter Soldier. The Falcon and Winter Soldier starts, mm-hmm, right? Fuck, man. Justice League comes out the 18th.
I'm hyped for that one.
Right.
So what are those rumors of the new Superman? They're saying they're going to reboot Superman, but it's gonna not going to be Clark Kent. It's going to be the Black Superman.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I think they need to chill the fuck out. That's what they need to do.
I mean, if they do, it's going to be cool. It's going to be the different comic book from the other Superman.
Henry Cavill said, if they're going to make another one, I'm just going to stop. I'm not going to fucking...
But if it isn't Clark Kent, they shouldn't matter.
Yeah, but him. I mean, it's I mean, what's his name? Affleck doesn't give a fuck if there's 50 Batmans he has to play it again. But I'm pretty... There's some people that are like, well, if they're going to make another one, I'm not going to fucking...
Yeah, yeah. It was competition between ourselves.
Yeah, so, yeah. They need to do Superman 2, right? And mm-hmm. then...
Superman 3. Been 3 already.
What are you talking about? There's no other Superman. Only Superman is the first one.
So the Justice League doesn't count?
No.
Technically, it was mostly about him.
No. So you're telling me that Avengers is another Iron Man movie, so there's technically 4 Iron Man movies?
Yes.
No. What the fuck?
Well, I'll count them as they're in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta count their story continues on those movies too. I mean, of course, it's not Iron Man 4, but I mean, it's like he's in it.
Mm. No, that's not how it works.
So, because the part I understand, is it his Superman, Man of Steel, a continuation of another Superman movie, but they did it in a subtle way?
What?
Because it doesn't really start him like the other Superman movie, the one that with the other Superman.
No, it's just...
He did two, right? Hmm? The old Superman? That guy appears in the Arrow now?
He did one.
One.
That was a continuation of the last Superman.
Yeah. Okay, that's
Henry's. Henry's is completely new.
A reboot, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Yeah, that first movie was kind of slow at the beginning. The only good part is like the fight at the end.
I love that movie. I love every single movie they've done. I like it. I mean, people don't, if you don't understand Batman vs Superman, you have a low IQ, you unintellectual, uncultured piece of shit.
That's why I was confusing. I thought that was a movie like Superman.
No, Batman vs Superman is technically
another
Batman
movie.
Technically
it's Batman 1.
But it's not really. They did it to introduce Batman, but it's not a Batman movie.
Right.
Which they had fucking planned before all this shit went down with Zack and Justice League fucked everything up. And then here comes fucking Wonder Woman dressed as a trash can.
Dressed as a trash can.
Have you seen how they're trying to sell this movie right now?
No.
Like they do the cuts of the, like, they make it look like the movie's badass and like the cuts and the shit, and then you go watch the movie, you're like, what the fuck? They need to remake that motherfucker. That's what fuck Justice League, remake Wonder Woman. Fuck
Wonder Woman 2.
Here I thought Justice League was the worst one. Nope. Wonder Woman takes first place now.
Wonder Woman 84.
And now it's gonna take third place. And fucking no, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because yeah, the Justice League getting fixed. You can already tell the movie's gonna be 10 times better.
Yeah.
He already says he's gonna leave it at a cliffhanger, in case HBO Max and they wanna do a sequel.
I'm here.
He said that the second Justice League will be entirely on the Nightmare sequence.
Oh.
So it'd be like Dark Superman, like
being the bad guy, Batman fighting him.
Batman fighting him, Aquaman, and I don't know what the rest is. What else was in the Nightmare Realm?
Well, if we go through from the one they released, we didn't get much. We only saw Superman killing a bunch of heroes. If you notice, I think Arrow was one of them.
They say the Arrow was the only one on the right.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know. We'll have to see what HBO Max wants to do. But apparently we're going to get backstories of almost everybody. Like, the Flash is going to get some more backstory.
Yeah, like I said, that one where you get the video of him on the grocery store. And I'm like, okay.
And then more cyber backstory. You already got Batman. You already got Wonder Woman. You already got Superman.
Yep.
And you already got Aquaman.
Yep.
So, yeah. Should be good. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Fucking hopefully, bro. Fuck.
Are they going to release it by day, or is it going to be like a 4-hour movie?
It's a 4-hour movie, and I'm not going to watch it twice, so that's going to be a work day for me.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't give a fuck. Watching that bitch twice.
Not once, but twice.
And then Raya came out. I haven't seen it.
I heard it's really good. Yeah. I seen the cuts and previews.
The graphics look fucking amazing.
It looks lit.
So that's what I might do today.
That's how they should have remade Mulan.
Finish my wings and watch Raya. Yeah, Mulan was garbage. Wonder Woman and Mulan should run for the worst movie of the year, and then fuck each other in the ass. Just both jump off a fucking building.
Okay. Conspiracy.
Talking about garbage. Last year. Probably the most garbage year that we've had. Not really.
Yeah.
But,
technically for the new generation,
I mean,
is.
Yeah, 1940 something gives it around first money. you know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
World at war and stuff like that. You know, like we nuked some people. The coronavirus. Is it real? Is it not?
Depends on where you search in the internet.
I'm pretty sure for some that, you know, they got what we call the coronavirus. They're like, yeah, motherfucker's real.
It's real, yep.
This shit fucked my booty hole. I can't smell nothing or taste nothing. That's not my problem, bro. You stay locked in your house. You know, you have to wear masks.
No contact with other people. You know, 6 feet apart.
Only people that were out was healthcare people and people that worked in retail stores. There was no paper towels, no toilet paper. Don't fucking know why.
Yeah, that was the one people do not understand.
Apparently, when you don't leave your house, you get diarrhea. I don't know.
I mean, it was probably some idiot on a store decided. Maybe he has a bunker or something. Somebody saw him with a bunch of toilet paper. And he started the whole thing when he didn't want to start the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a guy like filling up. He has like probably a business guy.
Went viral by accident.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to buy this bunch of toilet paper because I won't be going out for a while. Mm. And then I need to resupply the office or something. And then he was like, it's on special. So I'm going to buy a bunch of toilet paper. And some Karen saw him. Oh my God. We need a lot of toilet paper. And then it spread like the coronavirus.
That was ridiculous. People were fighting outside, asking people why they were outside, whether they were wearing masks. And then the anti-maskers came out and it was a fucking... Y'all didn't know how to fucking act in this motherfucker. You have to be reminded to be 6 feet apart.
They had to put stickers on the floor to tell you when you
put stickers on the and you still didn't follow the bitches. We have a couple episodes talking about that shit, you know.
couple, I think we have the whole season.
Motherfuckers opening beaches and then the shit got worse and they closed them again. You did that too. We have an episode about that too.
Let's open the beach.
Wait, we have a whole last season about.
We have. and a beautiful amount of smart people that if we open the beach, they will stay 6 feet mm-hmm. apart. And apparently we're not that smart.
Shit spiked the next day, bro. And then, you know, kids were in home. They had to finish the year.
Some people actually needed to be parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like that. we need to open the school. Fuck these kids.
Divorce.
Divorce rate went up like a motherfucker.
Well, now that you're both at home the whole time.
You didn't know your husband liked it in the ass that much, did you?
Okay. Oh, shit.
You didn't know that the pool guy came 5 days a week, didn't you, motherfucker? He came and came, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, and your wife.
Now you notice your kids look like your neighbors.
Yeah, he cleaned the pool and cleaned your wife, motherfucker. Clean like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? So kids had to, you know, kids socially are fucked up now. They don't know what the fuck is going on.
We saw the rise of OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Oh, yo. Some bitches came rich than a mother. No.
Drive-thru strippers, which they stole from our show.
Exactly. But then with this came like Uber Eats, and that became a normal thing.
Yeah, DoorDash and all that stuff.
Delivery. Fucking Amazon got a bump, UPS got a bump, all the delivery shit got a bump.
Mm-hmm.
Hotels changed their whole thing virtually. I mean, when they got open again,
yeah,
you couldn't come to Florida, we couldn't go to New York.
DeSantis and Cuomo went to a boxing match.
Fucking mayors are beefing and shit.
Yeah, some crazy stuff happened.
Hand
bro.
Sanitizer ran out.
Yep.
Everybody was working from home. Some companies like, wait, we can do this from home? Fuck that. We'll give you a computer, stay in your fucking house. We can save money on a light bill.
Apparently, people discover that if you work with computers, you can work at home.
Yeah. Right. So. So. So a bunch of shit, right?
Yeah.
But now, some people are saying that all this wasn't necessary because this shit was made up, or it wasn't natural, or it was targeted to some people, and obviously some people weren't going to get it. So with further ado,
if you guys figuring out, we are in a conspiracy season, so isn't it obvious?
Read the fucking title.
Isn't it obvious what we're going to talk about?
Read the fucking title. Fuck. The coronavirus is
conspiracy theories.
Welcome to another episode of we're gonna talk about the coronavirus. Do you believe it's real or not? Dial 1-800, fuck my sister.
Well, nowadays we have to make a claim. Just because we're talking about it doesn't mean we believe in it.
Believe it, right?
just in case. By the way, you saw that new Eminem track.
Oh, fuck. They did say some dumb shit, Ivan.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Eminem. They tried to cancel Eminem. Yeah, that was going to work.
Eminem's going to make... Eminem made a... what is it?
Tone deaf.
Listen, man. There's things in life you say and you don't say.
Yeah, or people you don't mess with.
The fact that you come... Like, how old was this stupid bitch that listened to the song? 16? 17? Yeah.
Eminem, that song came out, what, 2010?
The fact that your parents didn't hear Eminem when you were little lets me know that your parents are dumb as fucking stupid. And probably white as shit. Raised in a barn with horses and pigs. What the fuck? Okay. You can talk shit about Trump. You can talk shit about Biden. You can talk shit about...
Anyone you want.
Anyone you want. But for to come in the internet... Right.
And try to talk to Slim Shady. And
not even Slim Shady. The generation before you that grew up with Slim Shady, that they had to hide to listen to Slim Shady saying, kids, do you want to slash your eyes out like I did? Right. And fucking putting people in trunks and jumping off a bridge. or killing his mom,
digging a grave,
killing his mom, and shit like that, right?
And beating up his stepdad.
He got kicked out of MTV, you know, all that shit, right? For you to come out and say you listen to a song for the first time of Eminem, in the cleanest lyric you heard, you thought it was
the worst you ever heard.
Eminem didn't have to. Everybody jumped in that bitch. Like, are you fucking stupid? And then they go and I cancel Eminem. You are a dumb sack of shit. I hope you know that's gonna a song's gonna come out and your name's gonna be fucking on it.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy hasn't lost a beef, and I don't fucking know. Never. Right. He shitted on Trump.
Just has Machine Gun Kelly.
He's a rock star now. He's rock pop. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
Now he used to be like, yeah, motherfucker, I'll kill you. Now he's on top of a car with a guitar. Right? I'm on the highway. I'm on a ride. It right. Destroyed this man's fucking career, bro. I think that was when Megan Fox broke up with him. He had beefs with everybody and fucked them up. Nick Cannon tried.
No, that one, he didn't even make a song. He destroyed himself.
That fuck your bitch. Shut the fuck up. You know, not even with Trump, bro. FBI's like, he said he was gonna kill him and shit. And the FBI's like, do you really mean that? He's like, no, you stupid fuck. It's a fucking song.
They say that you couldn't rap with Orange. He made what, 5 or 6 songs saying Orange.
Orange, right? He's an artist. He makes art, right?
Yeah.
You don't go around looking at the fucking museum and you see there's a painting of a dude killing a bitch, right?
Yep.
Which there are many. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? Are you going to cancel that motherfucker? He been dead for 100 years. They've been fucked up motherfuckers for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
right?
I guess he had never listened or actually translated Spanish rap songs.
Let's go to a Catholic church. All them angels with their dicks out. Huh? Right? Right?
And the statues.
Right? And the statues, dicks out. No fucks given. Cancel the church too, bro. Right? Right? You take a shower naked. You should get canceled. That's a decent exposure to the fucking bathtub. Because the bathtub has feelings now. You know? Oh, I smacked the I'm sorry. My bad.
Wait, you don't know if she likes it, though.
Yeah, she does. I asked first for permission. Can I put this water bottle on you? No response.
As you're gonna do it.
I fucking hate this shit. I swear to God, I hate you from the bottom of my fucking heart. You know? Dude, we were listening to Eminem in middle school and high school, bro. That didn't mean I went out there and killed the bitch because I listened to Eminem. You're going to go. If you're going to kill somebody, you're going to kill somebody regardless. It's not the video game. It's not the movies. It's not the music. Right?
No, it's
right?
It's just you.
Obviously, there's some people that make rap music because they killed somebody already. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's how they say it without saying it.
Yeah. But me listening to Slim Shady, Eminem, right?
Right. Right.
Making fun of Michael Jackson, touching kids and shit.
Oh, shit.
Is it gonna make me go out there and touch a kid or kill somebody? It's common sense.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a fucking intelligent individual,
which is hard to find nowadays.
Nowadays, there's no fucking body with common sense. You're gonna listen to that lyric. It's like he wrote it. It rhymed. It was funny to him, or that's what he really thinks. And it's still an expression. Freedom of speech, I think, is what it's called in the fucking Constitution. That a bunch of people signed, right? Freedom of speech is not on there?
I don't know. Well, that doesn't sound something that we'll write in the Constitution.
It's freedom of speech in the
Constitution. Freedom of speech. Yeah,
no. That's what I said.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
What do you think I said?
Figurative speech.
Why would I finger the speech? Sometimes.
Figurative.
No. Freedom of speech, I mean.
You said figurative the first time.
Figurative too. It's figurative speech though. He's singing, he's not gonna do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
But that's all I'm saying, bro. Like, you ain't got to cancel Eminem. That's all I gotta tell you, bitch. And if you're that soft that listening to Eminem makes you feel like that, go to a basement and lock yourself in with no computers and no phones and no, because you know. And now Dr. Seuss, they did say some shit. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah, that's the shit.
I forgot the Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head is a male. Well, no, he's not. How can you tell?
Pause the coronavirus shit for a minute.
How can you tell? It says Mr. Potato Head, and he has a wife. in the movie,
they ask Shapiro, "Is like, how do you know he's a male? It says it on his name, Mr. Potato Head." You know, and it's just, I don't know how you're gonna cancel a kid's cartoon, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they have what, 4 movies showing him with his wife.
Is Mr. Potato, Dr. Seuss. Now, you know why they want to cancel Dr. Seuss? Because he was racist or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Universal is going to spend a shit ton of money to change Dr. Seuss land.
Wait, the actual...
Universal Park. Yeah. So you're going to tell me, bro, that... I don't even know when Dr. Seuss was made.
Did our
grandparents read that shit?
Probably.
Right? You're gonna cancel Dr. Seuss, but we're gonna make Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion WAP song number one hit in America.
Yep.
Cause wet ass pussy is better than here than my cat wore 3 fucking hats in a cap. Right?
I don't know what the book is.
I never read Dr. Seuss. I only think it's for kids.
The only one I remember is the green eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie was kind of weird though. The one with the one they did with
with the guy from Shrek.
With Austin Powers.
Yeah.
That movie was weird as shit. That Dr. Seuss you can cancel. but the book,
it was still pretty funny for me.
It's funny as shit. But like the one where he opens the picture, she goes ooh la la and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The mom was pretty hot too. That one you can cancel. I don't give a fuck about that one. But the book that you read. Macaroni in a pot with this wet ass pussy. I ate these green beans with the green chicken.
And a green egg.
Put that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. And the cat came back with the thing and cleaned my house. But you want to cancel that one instead of Cardi B talking about getting fucked and shit.
But since it's a TikTok thing, you know.
What do you mean?
That song is on TikTok.
Oh, the challenge thing?
Yeah. So because you can do that, so it's okay. I can do it in a camera and become famous.
How about you read the story in TikTok for the kids then, you stupid bitch? I fucking hate people. I'm buying Mr. Potato Head and putting it right here so you can see it. I swear to God. I swear to the semen's in my balls. That may or may not have my future kids. I'm bringing a fucking Mr. Potato Head in this bitch. And a Dr. Seuss book, because I have one. A couple, actually. I haven't read none of them, but I have them. Anyway, coronavirus. What the fuck? Did a bat fuck a pig? What's going on?
Yeah, that took a turn out of nowhere. So what's
why don't you cancel bats? Since they made the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Huh? Cancel them, motherfuckers.
Whoa. We haven't read the conspiracy. We don't know if it actually came from bats.
Oh, we'll see.
Maybe 5G is all about it.
Them fucking towers killed my cows. Gave me the COVID.
Shit.
Oh, shit. What the...
I knew it was gonna fall off at some point. When I saw it today, it was kind of loose. I knew it was gonna fall, but I was waiting for it. I just didn't know where. From where?
He said the fucking 5G. I don't even have that shit on my phone. Yeah, don't touch it.
No, no, it's just that I put it a little bit high so I can spin.
I got a headache now.
I put it high so it doesn't hit the table, so it doesn't scratch it. But if I do that, it doesn't lock.
He's a fucking T-Mobile.
Yeah, AT&T and shit. So where did the coronavirus actually originate from?
Apparently China, baby. China and a bat and a soup. Okay. So when it started, people were like, oh, they're doing bat soups or some shit in China, right?
Yeah.
But apparently that wasn't it. Apparently, how they explain the transmission of it is the bat comes. The bat has a disease. Apparently bats have a shit ton of disease.
Yeah. They normally do.
How it usually works is the bat comes and it's either to a pig. It's I don't remember because I saw it like right at the beginning. Netflix had that coronavirus thing.
Mm-hmm.
The bat comes and transmits it to the pig and then the pig to the human or from the
Because to the pig has almost like the same immune system as human.
So when it goes to the pig, it mixes it to be compatible to
human.
Because apparently it's not, it wouldn't be compatible if it comes straight from the bat.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing, right, that they came out with. And then it started at a farm, like a Chinese farmer's market where there's like a bunch of pigs and shit. And apparently they found the bat or whatever the fuck it was. And somehow from, what was the name of the city?
That I do not remember.
Fuck. What's the name of the fucking?
I'll Google it. Where did coronavirus start? Right. it's thinking. It says the outbreak started. Humbel Province, China. Wuhan.
Wuhan city. Fucking, it was a Wuhan virus at first, remember?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how from there it just spread out everywhere. But, it found its way over here to the U.S. of A. And, our president decided to call it
the China virus.
China virus, and that was bad.
Right? Yeah. He still calls it like that.
Oh yeah. And then they closed the
people airports
coming from over there, and then obviously there were some people over there vacationing from here. They had
and
to come
they,
back.
Yeah, they allowed them to come back, and there was a mistake.
That's probably what happened, you know. So. This all happened. People didn't know shit.
No.
Right? And then one day, all of a sudden, the news is like, there's a virus. Go buy your shit and wear a mask. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue. This shit was out of the blue. I mean, if you weren't following the news, because I knew about the virus spreading.
Yeah.
When I first looked at it, it was like spreading over there.
Yeah, it was starting in China, then England.
Believe it or not, I found out in a meme.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because it was, something happened here, and they were depicting it, like, this is happening here, and then in China, it showed virus, and then it was showing, like, spreading. So I'm like, I Googled it, like, holy shit, it's spreading everywhere. So memes are important, okay? memes are important in this time and age. And then after that, you know, you saw it and then you keep Googling seeing where it was. And then 2 or 3 days later, it's in the news. It's everywhere. You know, you got to wear a mask. The CDC is looking into it. So At first, they were treating it like the flu, you know. Don't sneeze into other motherfuckers. Clean your hands, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, I want to say it was like a week later, they're like, we got to close fucking everything.
It took them a month, actually.
A month, was it?
Yeah. Because it started like a March 13th. What the fuck? And then at the ending of March, beginning of April, that's when they close everything now.
Like, first thing to go was like restaurants.
Yeah, movie theaters.
Movie theaters, all that stuff.
Concerts. Anything that had to do with a bunch of people.
And then it was place. Fucking small businesses. Oh, that's one of the ones I forgot.
Small business. And then the only thing they wanted open was retail store, because at the end of the day, we still need groceries.
You need to buy shit, right? Yeah. And then hospitals didn't have enough beds, and we mm-hmm. weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff obviously was fucking horrible.
Yeah, and then it all went apeshit after that.
If you want to step by step, you can go to our last season.
Yeah, it just went apeshit after
we
that.
We started a week before the quarantine.
Yep.
And then we started working from home and shit. But all this, obviously, with our human minds not being able to fucking just comprehend shit, a couple of theories popped up in this motherfucker, right? You know, there's the people going on the streets and going in the news media and on Twitter and mm-hmm. on anywhere. Because apparently, if you think about something, you have to tweet it. So we're just gonna go down a list of the
some theories that
some
came up
that sound, you know, pretty doable, and some that sound like you can eat a sack of shit.
So the first one would be the origination of corona, right?
Yes, yeah, the corona at first, you know, animals, and then. Because there was actually a news thing that somebody got arrested. Remember here? A science student that they said that started the coronavirus and sold it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
they
true.
Raided his
that's
house true. And shit? Nothing. After that, it just, there's nothing about that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they investigated a whole school and shit.
So the first one is that the coronavirus made in a lab because the virus mutated really quick and adapted, right?
Yep.
It targeted old people, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but they said that it actually, the virus escaped. yeah, that like how it sounds. That's how they wrote it. That the virus escaped a Chinese lab.
Yeah, because they were. It was supposed
it apparently
to
has
be,
legs and hands and it can run away.
It was supposed to be a biohazard weapon. I mean, I guess it wasn't done.
Biochemical
yet.
Weapon. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Apparently wasn't done yet.
Yeah. So.
Because we already have a vaccine for
so
it.
So I'm assuming some idiot. Testing it, accidentally injected into himself and just walk out of the lab.
If that's what it happened, maybe an animal that they escaped,
like a rat or something.
Yeah.
That's more possible.
And then, because I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't see it
unless. Let's say a criminal organization find out about it, try to steal it.
Or is it, or we're just all a test?
Yeah.
It's a test of how it was going to go.
Fucking spread it.
they ain't going to lose no money doing that.
Biochemical weapon. That's kind of creepy.
And then, obviously, Mr. Donald Trump said China attacked the shit out of us. You know, and if for the longest time, that's what it looked like. If they didn't get fucked like they did with the coronavirus, I would say yeah, they did that shit on purpose.
Yeah.
If it was just like the rest of the world and they were fine, they were like, oh, well, we got a vaccine or whatever. Then we're like, yeah, you fucking did that shit.
Yeah. It'll like it will let what is contained on that city, Wuhan city.
Wuhan, yeah.
Wuhan city,
but. The whole state got fucked.
Yeah.
And they went and they went on quarantine, bro. There was nobody in the street. You know, the air was fresh again because them motherfuckers' air is fucked up. They have too many fucking people over there. And that's why they did it. That's why they did it. But yeah, they, you know, first it was like, oh, well, it's made in a lab. And then oh, this is an attack by China. And obviously, there's some people that jumped on board on that shit, you know, and they were out here calling Chinese people in the street names and shit.
Yeah, and attacking them and shit. Yep, that actually
then,
happened.
Then somebody got beat up in New York in a train.
Yep.
Just because he was Chinese. What if he wasn't even Chinese, bro?
And most of them are like, look Chinese, but they've been raised, born and raised in the United States.
I'm not even trying to go there. I'm trying to go, what if he was Filipino, Japanese?
Or Korean, you know? Or something.
But yeah, it got crazy here in a matter of fucking weeks. We wanted to bomb China.
Yeah, that one.
There are some people saying some crazy ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were the yee yee, you know.
Some 5G.
Yeah,
people.
You know, they some of them were the ones that have their cousins as their baby mama. Now,
that shit never gets old.
If we want to go deep in this motherfucker,
what?
Like I wasn't your wife last night, we would go. We would go with the New World Order conspiracy of reducing.
Which we discussed on the last episode. What did you want to go deep on it?
With reducing population.
Yeah, population reduction.
Obviously, at the beginning. We didn't know, right, who the fuck was getting it was not. But then when more people got infected, it was like older people were getting it. And obviously they were fucking dropping like flies.
Yeah, right? Was it 75 and up at that point?
First it was 75 and up. And then they released a chart where it was like 75% that age and then not even 20% the millage, and then younger kids was almost zero.
Yeah, 0%.
Which to date still
that's average.
And according to President Biden, you can't get it, and you can't transmit it to your parents either.
Yeah, that'd be
if you haven't
seen that video,
The little girls, like the question was, she was worried that she would get coronavirus at school, right?
And then transfer to her
and then bring it home to her parents, and he's like, well.
You're the safest.
Let me sniff your hair, first of all. Then.
Then. Then I'll come up with an answer.
Then she said, don't worry about it. You can't get it. And you can't give it to your parents. So don't worry about it. You know?
What?
That's why he said.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, even I'm confused.
The eliminating people. So if some people went, you know, in the media.
Remember, said, Biden said we only have 200 vaccines available to the people.
So they went in the media and said, you know, this virus made for population reduction. And obviously, technically, the people taking more, not taking, let me put this in a nice way just in case somebody watches this and lost a grandparent or something. This year. Older people get more benefits from the government if they retired, right?
Yeah, and they worked
their whole lives, or they were veterans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to relieve the pressure of the economy from the
nation. Yeah, you look for the ones who have the more.
You
can also put it in a perspective where in some places they just prefer to have younger people
sucking more money out of the government. Yeah.
Not like that. Like, but
not like that.
Not like that. How do I put it? Like just go like Australia. They won't accept immigrants that are older than 40 and you can't work.
And if you notice, the cases in Australia weren't as big as here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's my point. They don't want all people taking benefits from the government where they can sustain it and impact the economy.
So that comes to my conclusion that since there's not many.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Just giving you an example. What are you trying to say? So we don't end up offending, and we get on the cancel culture.
So, I mean, what are they going to cancel? 6 views? Fuck. So the what they're saying is, since So it connects all to the virus was made to eliminate the older population,
to relieve the economy.
In a merciful way, they've lived their lives.
Yeah.
Right? And now, since they're not contributing anything to the country or anything, you know.
Instead of saying thank you for your services, we're going to
kill your shit. Right? Yeah. So that really might, but then, you know, everybody started getting it. They're like, well, I guess not. It's out of fucking control. But if you look at it, a lot of.
That's the conspiracy is.
A lot of older people died and shit. So,
and that's where the conspiracy revolves around.
Somebody said that was Trump's economy plan, if you read it. Oh my God. But, if you think about it, and if indeed was planned, that shit worked out perfectly for a while.
Technically, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I don't think it did as much as they thought they were. I mean, millions died.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a minute. I don't know if I want to do this one.
Which one?
Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Do you even think?
Fuck you. Fuck. Oh, okay. So they said millions of people died, right?
Yeah.
Now, somebody came out. I remember it was unofficial. They said that when the pandemic was on its highest, when people died, say they went in there for coronavirus
related,
not even like
suspicion,
right? And the guy had a heart attack, they would attribute that to a coronavirus death.
Oh yeah, the one where it was even 14 days after treatment, if you died in any kind of
it was
coronavirus related.
So yeah, I think we discussed that here too.
Yeah.
Like, say you got corona and you die in a car accident, is that coronavirus? They would probably say yes.
Yeah.
They would have found a way to say, well, she probably passed out because she was exhausted from the coronavirus.
Yeah. That was the whole theory that was going on around.
So, if it was made to reduce population and that many people died, then it was successful. Now, if it was made for the media frenzy, to use the media as a frenzy to provoke other stuff, then those numbers were blown the fuck up.
Yep.
Because those numbers were rising like a motherfucker. And I don't know if you noticed, there's sometimes it was rising and then it would stop for a couple of days.
Yep. And then it exploded.
And then it would explode again. And Google at some point said, fuck it, we're not showing this shit no more. There were so many factors going on that people didn't know what the fuck was going on. Right? Some days it was like, yeah, well, the quarantine's gonna be over in like a couple of days. And they were like, nah, man, it was another fucking week. Governors didn't know what the fuck to do. Cuomo's over here saying, if I see you outside, I'm gonna shoot you in the face. He had tanks running on fucking Times Square.
DeSantis like, yes, whatever.
What? Go have a splash in the beach. It's a fucking summer.
You have a 99.9 survivability rate.
Yeah, if you're like from 35 to 20, you have a 99.9% chance of just surviving.
Just go.
So the media frenzy goes to where in the middle of all this, the Black Lives Matter movement started.
George Floyd, right?
George Floyd.
That was the first case.
Yes. Was murdered by this dumb motherfucker.
This dumb motherfucker.
That was dumb. So, at this point, when this happens, the rioting starts, right? And all that. And if you notice, the coronavirus topic wasn't touched for 2 or 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Right? It disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these people out here, mask or no, obviously, okay.
I mean, you gotta say, some of the protests, at least the bigger one, I actually saw people with masks. People were wearing masks.
And here's where they're saying that some part of the government took advantage of
The situation
and knew that almost everybody was going to wear masks and they were going to take advantage of it and do all this stuff.
True.
So they're saying that the mandate of, oh, there's a virus, we need to wear masks, and then this happens, and they're like, well, you need to stand up and defend whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is going to stop you if they don't see your face?
Yeah. And then right. The second part of that conspiracy was the government was trying to throw as many people as they could to the streets so the virus will spread faster and then we will...
That was another one.
...automatically yes. get vaccinated because you got sick and you got cured so you can't get it again.
Then somebody came out and said that the riots yeah. were made for black people to get the corona and eradicate black people. Yeah. That's some crazy shit of
that. Yeah, that one, I heard that one too.
But... So then that happened, and then you know that they all wore masks. Which here's my thing: when they attacked the fucking recently the thing
the Capitol,
you have a reason to wear a mask,
but you didn't wear a mask.
You have by law, and that said, you have to wear a mask outside. You decide to storm the fucking thing,
Capitol,
with no mask. Take your fucking mask off. I'm not saying I'm empowering it. I'm not saying it was right.
But we were just saying like.
But what that tells you is that they're a bunch of dumb motherfuckers. Yeah. You put a hoodie on, you put your mask on, the United States mask on, right? Because that's what you're trying to defend.
Apparently.
You'd be not right. They wouldn't catch you on the airport. They got two of them in the airport. That was yeah. funny as shit. They carried them away. It was fucking amazing. But. Alright, going back. It's like, that's the first thing I noticed. Like, by law, you need to wear a mask in this motherfucker, and you decide yeah, to take it off.
Take it off.
You think there's not gonna be no cameras in that?
They're fucking stupid. They're stupid.
Fuck. Alright, so let's switch from this one because this is
yes.
I'm not talking about this shit. at the beginning of this. Mobile companies came out with a new technology.
But they came out in January, right? Of last year?
Yeah, but then the towers for
They were building the towers.
At
they
the weren't same time. Even,
Yeah.
Then one of the installers came out with a video inside the thing. Mm-hmm. One of the codes was COVD/19. And from that point on, the towers are supposed to give you better reception on your phone.
While also transmitting you with a deadly disease.
Gave you coronavirus.
Through magnetic electrical waves.
If that's the case, we need to be
careful. This is some MacGyver shit right here.
Because if they can transfer... A disease.
Viruses through 5G. What
through,
else can they
through
do?
Magnetic waves, they can control your shit like that. They're getting okay, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're giving you a fucking virus.
Through
magnetic shit. Your brain works through magnetic shit. So at this point, I don't even know if I'm really doing this right now or the government. You know how many towers I drive by on the way here? What if, you know those times where you're driving and you get home, it's like, how the fuck did I
get
here?
Home? Yeah.
What if you drove by a tower? And you stopped your car and the government's going through your phone. And then you wake up and they drive you to your home and then they disconnect.
Hey. Huh?
Yeah. And what about those times you're looking, sometimes you're like this and you're like looking at something and you space out and you look down, it's like 45 minutes gone.
Yeah.
45, what do you want, bitch?
30 minutes.
Oh.
30 minutes, 20 minutes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, when this happens, is there a tower by?
No. Well, simple. Do you have your phone with you?
Fuck. Shit. If you upgraded to the new iPhone and the new 5G, I'm sorry to tell you, you're a pawn of the government. and I will kill you on sight.
Just like the who was it? A guy was saying, I put tape on my laptop camera because they won't know how I look, and I put tape on my cell phone camera. And then somebody asked him, do you have a license?
Nice.
Do you have a car license? What the fuck you worrying about? They're ready to get your picture.
I'm waiting for a time where everything's on your phone. Can I see your license and registration?
I mean, they already have, technically.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? That the police has a device. It's like license and registration, and you know how you pay.
Yeah, you get like a barcode, and they just
scan it. Like, you know how you
No, I mean like a QR code, like on the
license. Yeah, yeah. Like how you pay, in the store, you put it to his thing, and your information just pops up.
Yeah.
Instead of him having to go to his fucking car, 20 fucking minutes, make you late for work, for him to come back and say, "I'm gonna give you a warning. Give me the fucking ticket." Give me the fucking ticket so I can be mad at work. Don't give me a fucking warning. You made me wait 30 minutes here. You made me wait 30 minutes. Give me the fucking ticket. Right? Fuck.
Oh, shit.
How did they not have that system?
I mean, doesn't Walgreens have it where they scan your license and shit?
Yeah, they have a barcode thing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, okay, say you get stopped by the cop. He comes out with like a tablet looking thing. He goes, license, registration. You tap your shit. License shows up, registration. He reads it right there next to you. And then depending on what you did.
Oh, they can put mark it right there, mark, and send it.
Speeding over 25 over 60. And then it pops up the ticket. Your information is already filled out. Right. Enhanced information. Print. Here you go. Have a nice fucking day.
Or not even print it. Just send it to your email or to your phone. Boosh. That's it.
Send it to whatever is holding your license, and it's on your license. So you can't lose it. You can't say you lost it. You can't.
Yep.
And if you
want, the only choice is take it to court.
And even if you want to pay, the option's right there. Pay it now. Put your credit card in. Done deal.
Yeah.
How the fuck are we looking in Mars right now?
Taking 1080p pictures and CCTV.
I can take a selfie right now, and it'd be worse than the picture we're getting from fucking Mars.
Where did they get that camera?
Right, they're digging shit. Apparently there were rivers. Right, if there were rivers at one point and they're gone, why would you want to fucking go over there? Something happened over there. The rivers are fucking gone. And then apparently they dig, and the under the red is gray or white or some shit. Hmm. Yeah. So, and they heard a gust of wind. All right. I can fart right now. That's a gust of wind. You know, but this isn't that episode.
Okay.
The 5G towers are not gonna give you coronavirus. It does.
Yeah.
It might kill your cows, but it's not gonna give you. Okay.
Just play Outlast 2.
Yeah, that shit was litty. I haven't played it, but I saw somebody. Sogma. Big pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
Which is only what, three now?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Johnson & Johnson? The Pfizer and
whatever the government was using. The one that's 50-50%.
Yeah. 50% you get rid of corona, or 50% your dick goes limp.
you get that's your six pack, laser beams,
and you turn into a superhero.
Fart man.
pharmaceutical companies are making it bank with.
Oh yeah.
If diabetes medicine alone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The government gave us diabetes. They're making a bunch of money with depression pills, painkillers.
Painkillers.
Hey. All that shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And not only the government made money out of that one.
Oh. Fuck.
give it to the right person. They can double the profit.
You know what I'm saying? No, fucking Jerome over there. Jerome. I could have gone with a worse name.
No, no, you're just thinking of Verdansk.
Verdansk.
Sorry, Jerome.
So now, this obviously the big pharma, you know, put some money in the government aside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with this coronavirus coming in naturally, gives them an opportunity to help society.
Yeah, because they get a government money.
They get government funding for research. For that. So yeah. Either this came up as a hit of luck for them, mm-hmm. or they fucking made it to get more money.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure a company like that, if you're gonna make a virus, you're gonna make sure you make a vaccine for it.
Or they already had the vaccine and they hold it out for
a
year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And so, just give it to the people who were working on it.
That'd be fucked up if you create a virus that you can't cure your fucking self if you get it.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
So I'm pretty sure if
that this will be is the worst terrorist attack in history.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll give you the money. Give us the vaccine. I did not make a vaccine.
I just did the thing that make everybody go poof. And that's it.
If I go poof, I go poof.
So wait, what?
Allah Akbar, motherfucker.
Wait, what?
Allah Akbar, motherfucker. You're what the fuck I said.
Oh, boy.
But this one was pretty popular.
Yep.
I don't know why it took him a fucking year. And if you notice,
isn't it crazy that one company said, oh, we got it, the 50-50, and then Johnson and Johnson, they went, oh, we got a 90% one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We made it all at the same time. We all came out with
and
it.
And then the FDA approved it as emergency use.
Yep. We might have 7 fingers at the end of the year.
Publix, you know, is doing the vaccine now and shit.
Right.
And that's all great and dandy. Working there.
Bless you.
Suck my ass, thank you.
Suck my ass, thank you.
Okay. Apparently, all the old people wanted to go at the same time to get the fucking vaccine. And at a certain point, there was like 20 older people just walking around, roaming the fucking store, waiting for the vaccine. Why the fuck not do it by like
appointments
and different times? Cause okay, you're giving the fucking vaccine, but you're bunching them up too.
Yeah, bunching them up in a high traffic place.
And then this lady came up and got it, and it hurt so much she was having a fucking panic attack and shit.
It hurt?
I don't know. Because it hurts. It does hurt when you put it on.
Oh shit.
So she has started having a panic attack and shit. Fucking, if you're gonna do that at a supermarket or something, bring like a portable things, you know, how they put in the like portable enclosures where you're private.
Yeah.
How do you call those? Not a curtain, it's like the portable ones where you can just,
it's like, yeah, close
little,
it down.
It's like little panels.
Yeah, to close,
you
know, it down.
If you're gonna get it right, you put it in a corner of the pharmacy, you go in there with the patient, put it in, and go. Poor lady had to get a fucking COVID vaccine so she doesn't die. Is having a panic attack, and everybody that fucking comes in the fucking store sees her having a panic attack right there. What the fuck? She was shaking, bro, like a motherfucker.
And the old guy, I don't want that shit anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if there was somebody, I think she was the last one, thank God. But like, if there was anybody else there, they're like, what the fuck is going on? Do I want to get this shit?
Get the hell out, boy.
What the fuck? No.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird.
I don't think a pharmacist in a supermarket should be giving you the vaccine. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
they're pharmacists. They're not nurses. You would think the government would be like, all right, so you're going to give the service of the thing. We're going to give you a nurse for 8 hours. So the nurse with actual study of how to give you a fucking needle vaccine and do it for you.
True, true.
Right?
True.
And then you give, some nurses are out of a job right now, you give it, hey, for the next, I don't know, month, you're going to get 8 hours a day 40 hours a week to vaccinate old people at Publix.
Yep. That's it.
Find a baby daddy for your kids or something.
What?
This is the last one I have here. If not, you can go.
Using Bill Gates as a scapegoat.
Wait, no, I have one more.
Oh.
And then, all right, so this happened, blah, blah. And then all the small businesses, they got shut down. They didn't have no choice.
Nothing.
Now, some people were saying that this was to the government way of taking out small businesses that were
on the brink.
Yeah,
that were there, but if anything good went bad, they were just
gone or tax breaks or shit like that. It was it was some financial shit I never fucking understand. But then they gave relief to the small
businesses. Yeah,
so I don't know.
I don't remember. Was it a relief or was it like
to keep people employed?
Yeah, but at some point, if you didn't use a certain amount, you just needed to pay it back. And if you use all of it and it was employed, you would be forgiven for a certain amount, but it wasn't for the whole amount.
Yep.
And then, of course, interest.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to pay it back regardless. It was technically a loan.
Yeah, just like I went to the taxes, to do my taxes. They say, did you receive the first? Yeah. That one was taxed, and then the second one was the one that was supposedly free, but they still needed to put it down.
They still need to put it in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's never, in this fucking country, nothing's ever a fucking relief.
Nope.
If you haven't learned that by now, I don't know where the fuck you live in.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
All right. Using Bill Gates as a scapegoat for the corona was one of the other ones. Because apparently Big has been very vocal about it.
He already knew it was going to come, but...
Yeah, he's been talking about it as something that has come and we were not prepared. So people said he paid money to make it just to prove himself right. Because that's apparently what a super millionaire that...
It's a fucking movie super villain.
Accomplished everything he wanted in life, just decided to create a virus and fuck everybody.
That sounds like a fucking Austin Powers villain. $5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
And I think the last one we read was, the coronavirus never existed. It's just another regular flu. The media pumped it up.
Yeah, people were going to die anyway.
Yeah, and it was just another regular flu. And then when they pretend that we didn't have a vaccine or whatever, when apparently the vaccine is just a regular
flu vaccine,
and they were using it to do everything we went through down the list, but in the same different manner, is by creating the false sense of a pandemic that never existed.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked up.
Well,
which if they did, I mean, the media is the perfect place to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you created the coronavirus, shame on you.
Yep. If you ever listen to this video.
kind of fucked up, don't you think?
Yeah.
It fucked the country financially. Yeah. You can't think about it and not think it was an attack from somewhere.
Right.
You know,
it just the way it happened.
It demolished the economy, demolished the states, demolished the people's morality, energy.
Morality.
The morale.
Moral, yeah.
Morality too, because the whole time, I don't know if you noticed The whole time stupid, when they were quarantined, they were in the internet the whole time, and that's when this fucking she said this in 2009, cancel her shit. That's when it all started.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They should have quarantined us and taken our phones away. Like little fucking kids. We're going to quarantine you and take the internet away.
Yeah.
On some Russia shit.
Yeah. Korean shit.
You know?
North Korea.
Fuck. Either. Fuck. We've been here for almost an hour. All right. I think that's it. I think.
When it comes to Corona, you get hype.
I think this is going to be the last. Conspiracy episode, right? And then the next one's gonna be like a recap of all the crazy shit
that we talked about, and
because the rest are the smaller, more complicated conspiracy, and I don't have brain storage for that.
Or there's still some other big ones, but they're like sensitive and shit.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna come in here 9/11 and pop a joke out of that.
Or, yeah, no. And then, of course, if we say something, we're going to get criticized for it and everything.
You know,
from our two viewers.
On the last episode, we'll name the ones we didn't do.
Yeah.
And then you can look them up if you want.
Yep, yep.
All the 7 views we got for like 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful day outside. Go fuck your wife and your girlfriend and your side piece. Suck your man's dick. Side piece.
Oh, your side. Yeah. I understood. Have some peace. I was like, what?
Have some peace too. They're very nice. I'm changing my I'm changing my advice from the end episode because I've been like dark the last two. If your wife likes her toes sucked, suck them toes. Let your kids go outside and play. If they want to play PlayStation, let them play, bro. Shit. If they want to see Attack on Titans, let them watch Attack on Titans, bro.
And that one, we, I don't know. Fucking grab two knives from the kitchen and go like, "Hey, Dad, you're a Titan. Fucking run,
murder, bitch." Have a good day. It's sunny outside. Go get some sun.
They made a statue of Levi on Japan.
Oh my god.
Of Attack on Titan, it looked lit.
Why are they making statues of animes, bro?
I'm thinking that they stood in front of the company that's
Then that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, or the company that animated the shit.
Yeah, because he's probably more famous than Aaron right now.
Yeah.
You know, if all right, I'm gonna stop there because I'm going some weird shit.
like, comment, share.
Yeah, we haven't said that in the last 30 episodes. We gave up on that shit. If you know, try anal. This was said in Aaron from the Brother Box, and this was
Brothers Weekly.
See you later. Nasty.